I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, April 14th. At least one person was injured when a pedestrian was struck by a vehicle on Quincy Shore Drive this morning. Police say it happened near the Clam Box restaurant at about 5:30 a.m. A pedestrian was hit and a vehicle crashed into the seawall. State police are handling that investigation. There is no other information available right now. State police also still searching for the driver that struck and killed a pedestrian on Route 93 in Braintree early yesterday. A 42-year-old Boston man was struck and killed on the southbound side of the highway near the Braintree split at around 4 a.m. The victim's name has not been released. Police are trying to determine a description of the suspect vehicle. The MBTA says the parking garages at the Quincy Adams and Braintree stations will reopen next Tuesday. Both garages have been closed since last October for major renovation projects. The T says some of the work will continue after the reopenings. The projects included adding more parking, improving pedestrian safety, adding a new elevator in Braintree, and new bicycle storage at Quincy Adams. There were 15 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with the active case total at 162. Quincy remains in the yellow category on the risk assessment map, and there have been 152 deaths. 5-year-old Quinn Waters of Weymouth celebrated his final cancer treatment yesterday by watching the Boston Bruins beat the Buffalo Sabres at the TD Garden. The Mighty Quinn, as he is known to friends and family, met fellow Weymouth native Boston Bruins player Charlie Coyle, who tossed a puck to the boy in the stands. Quinn's mother, Tara, is a Quincy police officer, and several blood drives have been held in honor of Quinn. Quincy Public Schools are offering free counseling sessions for parents who are concerned about their children experiencing stress when returning to school after being away during the pandemic. The schools have teamed up with Aspire Health Alliance of Quincy to offer the remote counseling sessions on April 27th at 7 p.m. and May 5th at 6 p.m. Call 617-378-1049 to pre-register. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, April 14th.